The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Men who donate blood have a 30% reduced risk of heart disease compared to those who don't. The difference is attributed to reduced levels of iron following blood donation. At first, they didn't believe little 3-year-old David Schiffler when he claimed to have found a dinosaur egg with his toy backhoe. However, a trip to the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science eventually showed that he had discovered one of the oldest dinosaur eggs known at 150 million years. Nanotechnology has produced a guitar no bigger than a blood cell. The guitar, 10 micrometers long, has 6 strummable strings. Mussels can thrive in polluted water because of an inborn ability to purify bacteria, fungi, and viruses. Swedish scientists have isolated the purifying protein used by the mussels and hope to market a new alternative to chlorine and other methods now in use for cleaning water. Among all animals, humans alone cry tears of emotion. Not only do they serve the purpose of communicating feelings of distress, scientists believe tears also carry certain undesirable hormones and other proteins that are produced during periods of stress out of the body, which may explain the cathartic effect of a good cry. Everything we eat or drink gives us gas. In fact, it's normal to fart up to a half a gallon, 1.9 liters, or about 15 to 20 good toots worth of gas each day. If there's one thing everyone knows about baby birds, it's that you're not supposed to pick them up, right? If you do, the mother bird will smell the residue of your stinky human hands on her baby and leave the piteously crying chick there to die. Wrong, says Miyoko Chu, a biologist at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Birds don't have a very strong sense of smell, she said, so you won't leave a scent that will alarm the parent. In fact, contrary to what our parents may have told us, most bird parents are unlikely to abandon their chicks over a little human fiddling. Usually birds are quite devoted to their young and not easily deterred from taking care of them. For years, trivia buffs thought the world's largest island, in a lake on an island, in a lake on an island, was a tiny island in a crater lake on Volcano Island in Lake Taal on the Philippine island of Luzon. However, exhaustive trolling of Google Earth has proven otherwise. The distinction is now known to belong to a narrow 4-acre strip of land in Canada that has never been visited by humans. Located at exactly 69.793 degrees north longitude and 108.241 degrees west latitude, the nameless island lolls across the center of a small lake, which is itself encapsulated by a slightly larger island that resides inside one of a series of long finger lakes located 75 miles inland from the southern coast of Victoria Island, a land feature in northern Canada that is the 8th largest island in the world. According to the Daily Traveler, it is likely that no human has ever set foot on Canada's tiny sub-sub-sub-island, considering the fact that Victoria Island, though bigger than the state of Idaho, is home to no less than 2,000 people. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is your host, Factoid Fred, reminding you that, as the American author Alvin Toffler said, knowledge is the most democratic source of power. So until the next Factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, This is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.